So now we're in the afternoon cycle of the retreat. A few reminders of the theme, the several themes. So one was, and we began with this yesterday, of being able to be responsive to the new frequencies, that we needed a certain amount of aliveness, connection to the living energies circulating through us, so that basically the energies coming in wouldn't meet resistance and bounce off or create havoc in us. And that is what happens. So if we're not attuned, aligned, and in coherence and circulating living energies, the download, the transmission that's coming from the solstice doesn't have a place to enter into our being. And if it meets with resistance, it can basically, bounce off, not be able to be received. It can come in bits and pieces and create some havoc in terms of your being, knowing it has to adjust and not quite knowing how to adjust, and take you through a little journey there. And so this theme of being able to be responsive, alive, resonant, available, allowing, forming a relationship, all of that is part of the theme of the solstice energy. So the energy is really emphasizing this relationship aspect. And the responsiveness. And if you think about responsiveness in relationships, it makes a lot of sense that we, if we're stuck in so much rigidity, we don't have the ability to listen, to hear, to respond, and create reciprocity, back and forth that can generate growth on everyone's part. So, this focus on being able to be responsive is an important theme for this solstice. And what we've gone through since yesterday morning has made us more responsive. Has made us so that we can resonate with the new frequencies. Just letting the light come in now. And there is a lot of light coming into our being, being activated from within in our being. You may feel your hearts becoming more luminous. A sense of being lit up from within. So in the coming months, one of the themes will be highlighting whatever is rigid, whatever is set in stone in your being, having it become dislodged, disintegrated, challenged, anything to break it up and bring it into flow. And remember, as something disintegrates, it allows the flow in. So you're not left in a void. You're not left mourning what has broken up, because you could be feeling the exciting new energies coming in and the freshness of those energies and the relief of not being so stuck. And as I'm speaking right now, you might be able to feel or sense in your field some stuckness. It's a sense of stagnancy. And you don't have to pick it apart. Let's just take it as an area of the field that is not in flow. And a reminder that we are in ceremonial space. So our relationship continues with the luminous beings, with the multidimensional frequencies, and identifying our being as nonlinear, fluid, enveloped fields within fields, enveloped within each other, like the flower of life. Breathing the cosmic breath. The energy in the ceremonial space has gotten very refined, very subtle. Very ethereal, iridescent, sparkling light. Frequencies that have a tone beyond the physical range of hearing. A very alive space. Let's sink into that. And when I bring up about density in our being, the tendency of the mind is wanting to pick at it, take a pickaxe and try to break it up. But that's not how it works. The dissolution and the reconstitution all happen at the same time. It's not a linear process. It's dimensions folding within dimensions within dimensions. So we're shifting entirely out of the linear space right now. And just for a moment, survey, take a scan of just how everything is presented in such a linear fashion in our world. Yeah, I'm seeing a picture of an embryo being fertilized by a sperm, and then it shows, breaking up into, multiplying into two and or four and eight, 16, and it's all flat on the page. And in reality, there's the physical cellular structure, there's the living energy, there's the elemental structure of the being and the subtle level, there's the consciousness that is driving the living energies of the being that is incarnating, and it is a very non-linear experience to come into incarnation. And it's also non-linear when we ascend from this incarnation. So we really need to get used to the non-linear sense here. Everything about a computer is linear. Sentence structure is linear. We're really embedded in linear sense. And we are flowing into the non-linear space. And the world is very, very quiet now in this post-solstice phase. There's a silence that accompanies the solstice. That's a relief for our nervous system. And lets us know it's time to pause. Now be quiet for a few moments here. A reshaping of our identity is happening as we're leaving the linear dimension behind. And if you remember, I referred to the igniting of the light, the solstice light. And I believe I referred to it in the spring equinox too, that what happens in these ceremonial moments is literally one cycle ends and there's a pause. And in the Sufi terminology, it would be called a Kamal state, where it's neither active or passive. But it's a state that's in between those two. And it also parallels the central energy field up and down the spine, where we have the active energy and the receptive energy braiding through the chakras and flowing upward and downward from the crown chakra to the root chakra. But the stillness is right in the center. And in that center space is where reality dissolves and where reality appears. It is like a void space. And so symbolically, the light goes out in the phase that's ending. And then when it reappears from that pause moment, the switching of the cycle, the light is reignited. And we've entered into a different frequency. And in that pause is where we have the opportunity, if we're skillful enough, to enter into deeper states of reality. It's a doorway. And so the energy from that moment extends out into this silence. That we can feel now. And there was a silence before too. Would have been more noticeable last evening. And our nervous systems get a deeper rest. Our nervous system, our fascia can sense the deeper silence. And it allows us to sit in the center, in the silence, more readily. It also creates the an opening where the light from above, the cosmic light, can enter deeply into the consciousness of Earth. We're going to rest in this for a little bit here. And this is when the planetary ceremony of the solstice is able to penetrate the Earth, and it lights up the circuits of the Earth, the ley lines, the nervous system of the Earth, so that the Earth's celestial nature becomes visible. And the celestial consciousness of the Earth resonates with our celestial consciousness so that we all become luminous, and participants in the celestial rhythms. So each one of us becomes a luminous structure. Now we sense ourselves as celestial beings within the great celestial realm. Each of us in a position held by the great consciousness, the same consciousness that holds the planets in their orbit and the galaxies in their orbit. And there's some order, a greater order to our being. And as these celestial frequencies enter our sphere, activating our celestial consciousness, this energy, this frequency has a purifying effect on the earthly frequencies. So the solstice is an opportunity to recenter in our celestial consciousness. We get to join with our celestial family. Leaving the 3D world behind. The body has been grounded and nourished and cleared, and so it can rest while you journey into your celestial realm. the celestial consciousness of our being is like a dimensional mandala. It has a structure, it has pathways, connectivity, breath, its own livingness. And we are being injected, re-enlivened on this level. This is a recharging of the celestial body. Bringing back the memories of this consciousness, not in words, but in frequencies. Don't try to apply it to your personal story, but it will definitely ripple through to your life, opening up new avenues of consciousness. And this recharging of the celestial body is something that happens during the solstice and equinox. We're still in the process of that recharging. That celestial consciousness can collapse out of lack of charge and can limit our ability to journey into expansion. And this opens it up. And just rest in it. There's also an attunement happening from the celestial realm. It's like getting an upgrade on a computer program. And this upgrade is reroutes us out of that disturbance. That was rippling into Earth. And that shifts that disturbance, and you have to think of it in a non-linear way. Our linear way is like looking at it like a two wires that are soldered together in a linear way, but that's not how it works. This upgrade to the celestial body has an effect and a dimensional effect that helps eliminate that disturbance. We really need to get out of the linear viewpoint to understand this. And you may be able to feel or be aware of, again, how linear that one dimension of our Earth consciousness is, and how non-linear this celestial realm is. So everything, how we look at the Earth, how we look at the cosmos, just like planets and stars circulating on linear planes, that is all limited to the one dimension consciousness. And we are opening to the multidimensional, living, breathing, involution, evolution, breath of the cosmos. They're securing the new consciousness now, the newly reconstructed celestial design of our being. I'm finishing that off. We may become more aware of the cosmic frequencies. We're like the animations of Star Wars and some of the sci-fi images. But we have been re-energized and re had a celestial structure upgraded. In tune with the new energies. So there's a dimension of our being that will now resonate, have a relationship, a living relationship with the new frequencies coming in. And new awareness will grow in our beings. And we want to keep that linear thinking at bay. And bring a little bit of awareness to your breath. In a very light way. We don't have to collapse the expansion. We just lightly come back to the breath and have an all-inclusive experience of our being. Sense the luminosity of our being. How freeing it is to be connected to our celestial body. And a few deeper breaths. Maybe a sense of the third eye, the luminosity in your eyes and forehead and crown. We'll take a little break now for 15 minutes. We'll come back at, on my time, it's 3:40. So in 15 minutes, so don't hang up. I'll stay on mute and just let yourself rest. And if you need to, walk around. But don't force yourself back. We're not trying to recompact ourselves. Just adjust more to this expanded state. We'll see you in 15 minutes.